Everyone, welcome to another edition of the Final Down NFL Podcast with me, Jim, and Denver Dave. We're here to talk about NFL movers and shakers. Dave, how are we doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm very good, mate. I'm very good.
I'm
doing so well. I'm doing so well. Obviously, free agency has exploded. Trades are going left and right. And with everything going on, people want to know our thoughts on some of these moves. They might not, but they're going to hear them anyway.
Yeah.
So, I thought we'd talk about some of the biggest. We might talk about some small ones as well, but we'll try and focus on the big moves. And, of course, one that shook both of our collective franchises was the move of your quarterback to becoming my quarterback. Your number one, Russell Wilson, a man you paid far too much money to.
I agree with that.
Is now being paid to be my quarterback for a year. So, first of all, Dave, how are you? How are you feeling?
Optimistic.
Okay. Why is that?
Because I think with Russell Wilson at the Broncos after this season, so it hasn't been official yet that we're releasing him because we have to designate him as a post-June 1st cap casualty just for bigger purposes more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he will go. And yeah. It means that we're not stuck with a quarterback who can't pass or refuses to pass it more than 5 yards and throw the ball behind line of scrimmage more times than anyone in NFL history since 2005.
Since Tom Brady.
No, since 2005, including Tom Brady. It's the fact is, we as an organization can't move forward with him. So I'm quite happy we moved on. Now, I can sit here and say, oh, you lot, the Steelers have got him, it's rubbish, blah, blah. I don't think it's a big issue because you cost him so little, you can just get rid of him. It becomes a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bigger move as everyone's making out. The name probably still carries. Listen, let's be honest. Is he better than Kenny Pickett? Depends what you're after. Would you rather have an uber conservative quarterback or someone who actually puts their balls on the line and goes for it? And I think I think Kenny Pickett would have. I don't see it being a recipe for success. So it's just a matter of time before he ends up leaving Steelers, or he might only be there for a year in a way. But I am very happy that he's never.
Okay, not, happy is not a Bronco. Okay, kind of broke up a little bit there. For me, I'm kind of optimistic that we've done something. And when you're looking at the gift horse of a Super Bowl winning quarterback for $1.2 million, you're kind of stupid if you don't inquire about it because, you know, everyone can use a backup or. You know, for in our case, we've had bad quarterback play. We've had bad quarterback play from Roethlisberger leaving. We've not been able to replace him in any way, shape, or form. You know exactly how that feels as well, Dave. When you have a truly elite quarterback and then you've got to try and replace that, it can take decades. We haven't done so. We took on Kenny Pickett 2 years ago. Kevin Colbert's last draft as GM. It was. I think we knew going into it as one of the weakest quarterback drafts, and it's been played out as well, that everyone was right. He was the only quarterback to go in the first round. He fell to us. We didn't move up to get him. He was sat there at 20, I believe.
Dude, you could have picked him in the third round.
Yeah. The first two rounds, I think, he was the only quarterback taken. So that tells you all you need to know. And all we can do now is look at their output over the last two seasons. So Kenny's in Pittsburgh and Russell's in Denver. And although Russ has played five more games than Kenny. He's had 143 more completions. He's had 40 yards a game better than him. 29 more touchdowns than Kenny Pickett over two seasons. 29 touchdowns. You know, it's and his rating is 12.4 over Pickett's. Now, some of that's the scheme, but I mean, Matt Canada and Nathaniel Hackett are pretty much a wash. As far as I'm concerned, it wasn't a good situation for either quarterback. And it's kind of taken a bit longer, obviously, for us to get rid of Canada than for you to get rid of Hackett. But still, there's been a lot of turmoil at Denver in the offensive coordinator room. Sean Payton's come in with a big stick. Clearly didn't like Russ right from the start. He came in moaning about offices and, you know, it's going to be my way or the highway. And has just engineered him to kick him out. So I think that
I think Russ was
padding his stats because he knew that his time was limited. That's not pun intended, but I think he knew that his time was going to be up pretty soon because he saw the writing on the wall that Sean Payton didn't rate him And so he's like, okay, I'm not going to throw interceptions. I'm going to throw guaranteed passes here because I want my stats to be half decent when I'm looking for another team in maybe 2 years' time. He probably wasn't thinking for this season, but he knew it was coming. So I think he was guarding his own stats. But at least he can still do it.
I don't think he can. I think
But he was doing it.
yes, but the problem is, if you look at the way he played, and you saw this because you commented it on several times, he doesn't see anticipatory passes. He just doesn't. He has to wait for a player to be open to pass to him. This the thing that I love sometimes about a quarterback, and the king of it is Patrick Mahomes, unfortunately, is they throw a pass and you're like, who the hell is that to? And then you go, oh, what a pass. How the hell did he see that? I didn't see that once with Russell Wilson in Denver. Not once where you can look and go, Koi really fitted in a tight window there. As much as I constantly hoped that he still had it and didn't often see it, most of the time, the only time he actually completed fantastic passes was when Cortland Sutton would go and catch it in the end zone. Let's be honest, Cortland Sutton's catch radius is virtually the entire field. He's phenomenal in the red zone. I wish you the best of luck, but I don't think he's going to be even the short-term future. I think Kenny Pickett goes in there and Kenny Pickett wins the job in the long term, in the long term of next season.
You weren't watching Kenny Pickett. As much as I like Kenny
You weren't
Pickett,
watching. You
he
weren't
was
watching Mr. Wilson, man.
you weren't watching Kenny Pickett because he did nothing for 3 quarters and then would go clutch in the fourth. But it still sometimes wasn't enough. We kept him close with our defense, but the offense was turgid. I think he's got a chance. I think there could be a competition. Some of the reports coming out that Pickett wants out straight away. It's like, well, that doesn't sound right. I don't want that kind of person there. A bit like Deontay Johnson. People are complaining about us trading him away at wide receiver, but he didn't want to be there. He didn't want to be there. He gave up on
Deontay
plays. We
Johnson's
saw
just a
it.
guy. He's just another guy.
Yeah, it's just another, it's just a Jag. Yeah. So, but for me, I don't mind so much because I was never invested in Kenny Pickett anyway. So I'm not like a big defender of him, obviously. And the money makes it so I don't care if it doesn't work out. It's a stopgap as far as I'm concerned. He's not the future for the franchise. But if at least he gives us a bit better play, just a little bit, just about 5-10%, then I'd be happy with that. A few more touchdowns again would be really lovely, because I think we're getting better every season. Omar Khan, I have all the faith in the world with this GM. He's making moves all the time, which I agree with. And I'm looking forward to the draft. I
Like
was not
Mr.
looking forward to the
Wilson.
draft. The last like 4 years with Kevin Colbert, I was not looking forward to the draft. He drafted atrociously, got us into a bad situation. We're clearing out a lot of the guff that he brought in.
We both agree on that.
Yeah,
There,
exactly. So
there's our common ground.
I can't get mad at anything that he does right now because he's hitting gold every time. So if it doesn't work out, we shift him out next season and we've lost nothing. He's cheaper than Mitch Trubisky is going to be for the Bills this year. Sam Darnold
But
has
he's
made
not.
4.5 million with the 49ers in this season. Andy Dalton's making 5 million a year with the Panthers. Taylor Heineke took more than 6 million home from the Falcons last season. So to get Russell Wilson for 1.2, there's no loss. I'm playing with house money as far as I'm concerned.
There is, it's not always about money. It's not always about the amount you're paying someone. I'd rather overpay for someone who's going to do a decent job than underpay for someone who is only ordinary.
But then we're looking at QB rankings, and I don't think he's that bad.
But you've
Like,
literally just sat there saying he's padding his stats. You can't say he's padding his stats 1 minute and then sit there saying, well, his statistics are actually okay. No,
no,
the two
that's
things
not
aren't
what I'm
compatible.
saying.
Yes, you
That's not exactly what I'm.
absolutely fundamentally
Well,
were. I'm sorry, you
you've
cannot do that.
misread what
You
I've said
cannot
then.
do that.
You've misinterpreted and misconstrued, and there we go. But I
And
think for.
so every single person listening to this now, you've literally said he is padding his stats.
You can okay, let's flip it
And then you've
around because
said looking at his stats is not that bad.
I've said
But
everything I
then I
want to say
concede
about
it.
Russell Wilson. I'm happy that he's going to be our quarterback for a season. He's working around. He's going to be
Oh,
the
yeah.
Raiders quarterback next season to complete the team play. So yeah, that's going to be fine. I need to flip around on you quickly before we move on because we can't keep talking about him. What the hell is going on with this terrible franchise called the Denver Broncos? Because you've now got Jarrett Stidham and Ben DiNucci, and you're moaning that, oh, I'm so lucky. I'm so glad I'm paying 37 million and not have Russell Wilson throw for me.
So Ben DiNucci is just a roster guy. Don't even worry about that. In terms of
50% of your QB room.
and
I'm just saying, well, I had to mention him
yes,
because he's
but
50% of your QB
100% of your QB room is Kenny Pickett and Russell Wilson. So let's not start throwing mud, eh? Right. Stidham as a backup is fine.
My
I
room is
think
better than
he's okay.
yours.
He's okay. He's not ideal,
Jarrett
but he's okay.
Stidham.
Yeah, he's
Okay.
fine.
Okay.
In terms of starter, we've gone out and we kicked the tires on Kirk Cousins, but the money was just too great. We couldn't do it this time, so that's fine. I don't think he necessarily wanted to come. And my fear is that we end up with someone like Garoppolo, who I really don't want, who, by the way, as we're speaking, has just been formally released by Raiders. I think we draft someone. I think that's all it is. I think we go and we draft someone. Now,
Okay.
whether we move up, whether we stay where we are, and hope someone falls, whether we're reactive on the day, we'll see. But I do think we'll go and draft someone. I think we'll be starting with rookie. It might well be that Stidham starts early next season. Okay, it's fine. We're not probably not going to be a playoff team next year, so we don't have to gamble and put the rookie in too early, depending on what the roster's going to be. I think there's a good chance that Stidham could end up starting the season and rookie wouldn't come in later, but I think that's where the future lies. We go and get a rookie QB.
Well, fair enough, but it's not gonna be the magic bullet to basically solve all your problems. A lot of these
Depends.
rookies need to rest, need to be sat for the first year or so.
Maybe.
There isn't a guaranteed starter in that lot very far down.
I think we're only picking 12, by the way.
Yeah.
But I think we could package something and move up quite easily because there's teams who have a desire to move down. I think the Giants would quite happily move down. I think Zona would quite happily move down as well. There's teams in there who would. I don't think we're probably looking at any of the top three, May, Daniels, or Williams. I think they're pretty much gone. And quite happily, May's gone. If he slides, I'm really worried we're picking him because I wouldn't pick him in the first round, to be perfectly
Okay.
honest. I think we're probably looking at Michael Penix and the injury record concerning. Bo Nix is not a first round quarterback for me. So maybe we try and slide into the second. Who knows? We can end up trading down and say, look, we think we can get someone towards the end of the first. I like Michael Pratt. I think there's a lot of upside in Michael Pratt, but he's played at Tulane and he's that's not a big school. So you don't know
Green
how that's going
wave.
to translate. Yeah. So
Yeah.
it's really difficult, but I think we're in a position where we had a quarterback who we paid a lot of money to. I don't think the trade was all that bad. I think the contract that we gave him was the worst part. The
It's the
trade,
extension after 1 year.
not
Is
even
that
after 1 year. He hadn't played a game when we gave him
well,
that
he gave an
deal.
extension for 242 million. Crazy.
Ridiculous. But I mean, the 242 is also a bit of a lie because a lot of that's going to be cut.
160
Money.
was
It's
guaranteed.
160 guaranteed, and that's the issue. And we're carrying most of that in dead cap, but I'd
Yeah,
happily
85
pay it to
mil.
get rid of it. I mean,
Crazy. Crazy
it is
times.
insane, but I don't think you'll find many Broncos fans who are rusters. Most of them don't sit there going, we want Russ back, because we've seen it for the past 2 years and it's felt like three, felt something like five.
Let the W know. Let's
I
move on then, Dave.
go on then.
We've got to move on. We've got loads of trades to go for before the free agency as well. So it all started back on the 4th of March. Chicago got Ryan Bates at guard from the Bills for a 5th-round pick. Then the Denver Broncos decided to give Jerry Jeudy to the Cleveland Browns for a 5th and 6th-round pick this year. Mac
So,
Jones,
on that, by the way, on the Jerry
okay.
Jeudy thing, I've had about five people message me going, oh my God, why did you only get that for him? The fact is, next
What's
season,
he
I
got that
think
for him?
he's owed 13 million in cap, and
Yeah.
then it's either going to be a fifth year option or he's owed the big contract. It's purely a money thing. That's the only reason it was seven. That's
And
all.
he's arse as well, so
The gap between production and
potential.
potential is the biggest I've ever seen.
It's made me think about Jody because obviously, he was highly regarded coming out of Alabama. I thought he was a good speedster, a good route runner. I didn't think his floor was that low, because he'd been doing so well when during college. But you've got to start thinking about what was going on with that Bama team at the time. They had three legit wide receivers. They had
Hey man, at least we didn't pick Henry Ruggs.
Najee Harris at running back as well. Yeah, it could have been worse. And the deep, but they were most famed for the defense. So between the two of them, when you think about the SEC and how Bama was just kind of rolling teams, they're probably gassed pretty quickly. And so someone like Jerry Jeudy was just having fun on a spread
Yeah, but what
offense.
you've also got to remember is that when Jerry Jeudy was running routes, he was getting open from swiveling his hips and turning on a dime,
Yeah.
and all of a sudden he's 5 or 6 yards open. I don't think there's many teams what wouldn't look at that guy and go, that will translate to the NFL. And it did. But it's the fact that the ball just hits him in the number every time and it goes straight through his hands. That's the big problem.
and a stone in it. But yeah, then we've got Mac Jones, obviously talking about Alabama. He's gone to Jacksonville for a sixth round pick.
Draft, the,
Wow.
that's good. I
Yeah, but
like it.
how quickly that's fallen down from a first round draft pick for New England. The experiment's over.
I think that's a great draft for the Jags. It really, really is.
Yeah.
Last season, how many different starting QBs went down? You need a backup. Their backup a couple of years ago was Jake Luton. I don't even know who it was last season. So I think it was CJ Beathard.
Yeah, it was CJ Beathard.
Yeah, get Mac Jones in, who's serviceable and can do a job. I think that's absolutely fine.
And it's his hometown as well. So, I mean, if all the change of scenery, this might be the one that he needed, obviously. Detroit then got Carlton Davis and a couple of draft picks in exchange for a third round pick for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Then a massive one here. I mean, we've got to talk about this quickly. Brian Burns, the basically only elite piece left on the Panthers. He went to the Giants for a fifth round pick next year and a second round pick this year. Now, that's not a good amount. It's even worse when you remember that last year the Rams offered the Panthers two first round picks for Brian Burns and they said no. So a year later they've got a second and a fifth for it. That is crazy. There is no one left on the Panthers you've got to worry about or you've got a scheme against at all when you're planning to play against them. No one.
The problem with the Brian Burns trade is leverage. That's the problem. Last year they got a high. I didn't know it was two first they got
Well, they
offered. I
franchise
know
tagged him.
they got offered. Yeah, I know they got offered a lot of money. The fact is, he's due a massive contract soon, and he didn't want to be there. When a player doesn't want to be there, all leverage in the world you had, it's as simple as that.
It's just such a
But
mess.
you're right, crazy. If someone offers you that many picks when you don't have a first round pick the following year, then God take it.
Well, they had it at the time. Oh, went south after that. They have con they've got some some draft picks back, but like I said, not very good. Let's talk about then Joe Mixon. He's gone to Houston for a seventh round conditional pick this year from the Bengals.
Again, that's a month thing. That's all that is.
But it's nice to see Joe Mixon out of Cincinnati. And then the Steelers,
Me.
they for me, and then for the Steelers, they switched Deontay Johnson for Dante Jackson. Thank you for the alliteration there to Carolina. So Carolina get themselves a wide receiver and a seventh round pick this year. We get a cornerback, which we needed, and a sixth round pick this year. So I'm very happy about that move. Deontay Johnson, I'm gonna have to get the Johnson Jackson right. Was an absolute pain in the ass a lot of the time. Known for dropping the ball a lot. He got control of that a bit the last season or so, but his touchdowns are dropped down as well now. Obviously, not a good year for offense in Pittsburgh, but
I
he's
can't
not
believe
as good as
Dante
George
Jackson's
Pickens,
only
so
28. Like, he should be 39.
he's got experience.
He's been around forever.
I like Dante Jackson. I think he's a very decent number two cornerback. So he's much better than Levi Wallace that we had there anyway. So
I do
big
think he'll
improvement.
end up playing safety. I think he'll transition nicely to safety with his positional play
Maybe.
when he gets to 30 or similar to what he did last season with
Patrick Peterson, yeah.
Old Man Peterson. So I think it's a natural transition, so it makes sense for you. But yeah, I can't believe he's only 28. Crazy.
Yeah. The Jets took Mo Morgan Moses, the right tackle from the Baltimore Ravens. And what?
Some of these picks,
Yeah.
like guards and stuff, probably skip some of them. Let's get the
No,
highlights.
this is a starter for the Ravens. Morgan Moses, right tackle, and a 2024 fourth round pick. They've just got it for a fourth and sixth. So not a lot of stuff back there for the Ravens. They're getting gutted. I'm ecstatic. And then Malik Collins has gone to the 49ers, defensive tackle from the Houston Texans for a seventh round pick. Those are all the trades that we know
Ravens
of.
might be getting gutted, but you know they're going to go and draft a stud right tackle anyway because that's what they do.
Nope. That was with Ozzie Newsome. They've got Eric DaCosta there now. So yeah. There we go. Those were the trades that have happened up until this moment that we're recording. Obviously, by the time you're listening to this, there could have been some other massive ones. But a lot of the free agent stuff is kind of done, I think. There's not that many big names left, from what I can see. I don't know how far you've looked down the list, Dave, but there have been some. I think most of the massive names have gone. Top of the list, in terms of money at least, was Kirk Cousins. Went from the Vikings to the Falcons, 4 year, $180 million deal. We thought he might be going somewhere. Obviously, I'm not
Well,
sure it's the best
really,
fit
if we
for
go
him.
in some way, because I don't think ever likely with Vikings. Surprises me a bit he's gone to the Falcons because I think there's options available to him. But as I say, he's an East Coast guy. I think it was always inevitably be out that way. It's somewhat of a surprise that it was the Falcons for me, because I didn't ever feel. Punk called it last week and said he was certain that was going to happen. I was a bit.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel. I don't know, I'm not sure about. I think there's other landing spots for him. But no, I think it benefits the Falcons, the fact that they picked him up. It's a big upgrade on what they've had.
Absolutely. And I think this is more of a kind of
Being
desperation from Arthur Blank didn't want to keep watching Desmond Ridder or Marcus Mariota throw balls. He's like, I don't care for that. This isn't a winning Super Bowl move. This is
no.
a I want to win a playoff game move, I think. This is just, I can't deal with having a 4-win team anymore. Yeah.
I agree with
So it's a bit of a weird one, but there we go. And Kirk Cousins, the king of guaranteed money as well. This man, honestly. Next biggest move was Christian Wilkins, 110 million from the Dolphins to the Raiders, a defensive tackle. 28 years old. Christian Wilkins is a wrecker in the middle of the defense. So it's a
it.
good pickup
I'm not a
for
fan of this
Vegas.
one. I'm not a fan of this one.
I'm sure you're not, because Christian Wilkins, first round pick for the Dolphins.
And we just lost a starting center.
Yay!
No, I think so. They drafted, it's not Tevon Walker, but he was the guy they drafted on opposite Max Crosby last year. It's not Tevon Walker, is it? I can't
Oh,
remember.
Tyree Wilson.
Harry Wilson, yeah. So one side they got Wilson, the other side they got Max Crosby, and now they got pressure through the middle as well. It's. But you have to, all three phases of the line, they're putting pressure on the quarterback in a division where they're going up against three absolute monster, brilliant quarterbacks. That it's something that they have to do.
The other move away from Miami was Robert Hunt, the guard, has gone to the Panthers. It's a $100 million deal. They've moved for a couple of them, I think. So they had, Gaines and Hunt. They're definitely hoping to support the line a bit better. They were terrible, Carolina, at protecting Bryce Young last year. So these are good moves. These are important moves for the Panthers to make. Jonathan Greenard, defensive end from the Texans, has gone to the Vikings for $76 million. Xavier McKinney, safety from the Giants, has gone to Green Bay for $68 million. Not sure about that one. I know they moved on
McKinney's
Darnell
good.
Savage, so they need to replace him, but
McKinney's good. Good
he's all
player.
right. He's all right.
How much of that's guaranteed, though? That's the issue. I think the headline numbers sometimes are a little bit
25
deceiving.
is guaranteed according to
Yeah, that's
SpotTrac.
fine,
So,
man. That's fine. Don't worry about
no,
that. Don't use Sportrack. Use over the.
I'm using SpotTrac. I was
It's like
Damian
Bloods and
Lewis.
Crips for
Damian Lewis.
enemies now. You know that.
Yeah, sorry, that wasn't Gaines. It was Damian Lewis from the Seattle Seahawks is going at guard for the Panthers. I don't know. After that, into like the 50 millions, Danielle Hunter was a big move from the Vikings to
Massive.
the Texans.
One
Oh,
side you got Danielle Hunter, the other side you got Will Anderson.
yeah, good luck. You mentioned Lloyd Cushenberry. Your center has gone to Tennessee for $50 million on a 4-year deal. Josh Jacobs was a big mover over to Green Bay. 48 million on a 4-year deal.
It's so
12.5 of
bizarre.
that is guaranteed.
It's so weird seeing the Packers making a splash in free agency, because it's something they never ever do. But then again, they're paying top notch for quarterbacks for the past 30 years, so it's probably not too much of a surprise.
No.
If they can get the Josh Jacobs we saw in 2022 playing for the Raiders,
Yeah.
get him hungry, I think they're fine. It's just we've seen, and Punk, I've got the ghost of Punk in my ear where he's basically shouting, saying, there's been a lot of turgid performances out of Jacobs, but. There's also been brilliant performances. Just the gap between his potential and his production is enormous. I mean, but again, against the Broncos, he'd run in kilometers at time against them. So that's just the way it was. He has the ability to be brilliant, but he also has the ability to be.
Yeah, never a 6 out of 10 guy, was he?
Nope.
Always all or nothing. And then of course, because Josh Jacobs went to the Packers, they couldn't hold two great running backs, so they moved Aaron Jones, and he's just gone to the Vikings. So staying in division, that is going to hurt like Favre going to the Vikings, I think, for the Packers fans. They love Aaron Jones. And then a move that I'm ecstatic about. I am like a giggling little schoolgirl. Patrick Queen has been taken from the Baltimore Ravens, snatched, and given to the Pittsburgh Steelers on a 3-year, $41 million deal. Inside linebacker, we have struggled with inside linebacker since Ryan Shazier went down. He was awesome for us, and we have never replaced him. We've tried
You
so
tried
many.
to. You tried Bush, didn't
Oh
you?
yeah, we moved up in the draft with you to get Devin Bush. Didn't work out. He's now struggling at the Seahawks. Yeah, we have wanted an inside linebacker, and I've had to watch six play against us for a few years now. He is extremely good. He's just always a problem. And so to get him over onto our side is incredible. I'm so happy about this.
It's the
Second
fact that
team All Pro.
we've always, Pittsburgh's always had off decent off tackle linebackers or off ball
Yeah.
linebackers. It's the fact that we've now got a guy who's going to be essentially a new Mike linebacker. So I think only signing him to 3 years would be a bit daft. I'd give him a 9 year deal or something like that, but he'd be able to spread the cap over. But moving off Patrick Queen, sticking with the Steelers, do you want some breaking news?
Go on.
Mason Rudolph is
Yeah,
officially
where's he
manager
gone?
of the team.
Where's he gone?
Tennessee Titans.
Oh, that's good for him. He's got a
Yeah,
chance. He's
lucky
got a chance
boy.
to get some games in there.
Yeah. I wonder if we'll start drinking coffee with mayonnaise in it. That's a thing in Tennessee.
Yeah, well, good luck to Mason. Yeah, he's not good enough, but there you go. One of the few places that he's got a chance in still. Then Darnell Mooney, he's gone from the Bears to the Falcons, 39 million.
Crazy.
39 million.
Absolutely insane. I don't understand that whatsoever. You've already got Drake London. You've already got Kyle Pitt. What the hell are you doing? But
Yeah.
there you go.
Yeah. I guess they're making way for whatever wide receiver they draft at nine after they've drafted Caleb Williams. They don't need Darnell Mooney as well as DJ Moore. But there we go. Gabe Davis gone to the Jags from the Buffalo Bills. We thought it was going to happen. 39 million, though, is a lot of money for a guy that basically checked out last season. And then Saquon Barkley in division going from the Giants to the Eagles. We thought he might go in division because there's a couple of teams in the NFC East that needs him. But 37.75 million on a 3-year deal. 26 of that is guaranteed at signing.
Yeah.
So big amount of money. I'm not sure it's the right move from the Eagles, to be honest.
I think it is. I
Well,
think it absolutely is.
I think it was the defense that was the big problem for them last year, and they haven't addressed it.
They have addressed it.
Not with
They got
Saquon
rid of
Barkley.
Fletcher Cox,
Yeah, exactly. They've
a leader in
retired him.
the dressing room.
Yeah. And Jason Kelce on the other side, so two
And
leaders out the door.
so,
Yeah.
I'm a massive Saquon Barkley fan, only because you're getting two players in one. You're getting an
Okay.
inside runner and an outside runner. The only thing
Inside the
is
medical tent runner.
if you
Yeah.
see him run and go down and hold his knee,
Yeah.
that's when there's a real. If you keep him fit, he'll guarantee 1,200 yards. If you keep him fit,
Okay.
and all they're doing, they've swung the bat, hoping to make contact and hoping he goes for a home run. You
Yeah.
can't blame the team for that. As a wise man once said about an hour ago, the
Amazing.
NFL rewards attempts. It re rewards. No,
Effort.
trying effort. I think
I
it was you that
said that. Hang on.
that. No, I think it's a good move. I think it's a good move. I don't think DeAndre Swift was fit. I think it was always a bit of a stretch for him to fit into that offense because I don't think it worked.
Yeah.
I don't think they used play action anywhere near enough. But ultimately, the key for the Eagles is where they are coaching wise. But they've got what's his name now from the Chargers, haven't they? Dallas,
Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. That's it.
So I thought we were talking about players, and you just started talking
No,
about
that's what I'm
coaches
saying.
now. Thanks for trying to throw me off there, Dave, while
No,
I'm checking something
if you paid
else.
attention rather than tossing about on Pornhub or whatever you're on, if you actually listen, I said the big key for them is not player; it's about coaching. But they've got Kellen Moore in the building now, so that's going to be a big help.
We'll see. He didn't do an awful lot for the Chargers, but it might have just been a one-off.
I mean, he lost Justin Herbert, I'm just saying. That's going to
right,
upset
all
anyone.
right, all right.
Even
Okay, who else? Who
Matt
else can we
Nagy
talk?
couldn't get you to a Super Bowl without he's just an alien.
Who else? Oh, okay. So Gardner Minshew. He's finished his season of backing up for the Colts, and now he's going to be starting for the Las Vegas
Starting
Raiders.
for the Colts. Starting for the Colts. He had a
All right, he
full
was
season
okay.
almost.
He stepped in and played basically a full season for the Colts,
Yeah.
and of course the Raiders look at that and go, "Yeah, we'll have some of that," and so they've taken him.
I don't think he'll be a starter.
2 years,
I think they'll,
$25 million. I don't
they'll draft someone.
think they will now. I think it's going to be Jimmy G all over again. They've got Aiden O'Connell in the room. Let Aiden sit for a year behind Gardner, and then see what Aiden can do then.
I'm not sure.
Well,
Who are
punt
they
on into
picking? They're
Arky.
picking like 7, 8, or 9, aren't they? Somewhere like that.
But you know what the Raiders are like. They'll pick a bloody guard or something, you know.
Ah, but I say they
Weedy
haven't got a,
receiver.
they haven't got a Raiders GM now. They've got
The Chargers GM
a
is even bloody
Chargers
worse. Tom
GM.
Telesco has overseen, what was it? Like in the top 12 cap hits this year, four of them are Chargers, which is why Mike Williams had to get released.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's a joke. So yeah, congratulations to Gardner Minshew.
We need to
Jean
continue
Short
this
Jesus
conversation.
is now over there.
We need to continue this conversation once Punk is back in the room. But
Next week
I
we're doing
say,
the AFC West, and we're certainly going to be talking about Gardner Minshew.
yes, we might need more than 5 minutes. I said on several occasions, and I think there's, I'm not alone in the room in saying this. He is the best backup in the league.
Well,
So
Mac
should
Jones is
he?
now in Jacksonville.
I
All
stand.
right,
I
fair
stand with my original statement. He's the
enough.
best backup in the league.
Obviously.
Apart from maybe Drew Luck in New York, but
Helps if Shane Steichen's your head coach, to be honest.
it does. But at the same time, for a long time now, Gardner Minshew has not had the opportunity to be the starter, to have all of the TA really go at it and be the guy. This is his starting opportunity.
It is, yeah, he's got one
If they
shot.
don't draft anyone.
Yeah, even if they draft someone, they should start Gardner week one or week 1 to 5, I guess.
I don't disagree with that.
Tony Pollard has gone from the Cowboys to the Tennessee Titans on a 3-year, $24 million deal. He didn't work out as the feature back after finally getting out from Ezekiel Elliott's shadow. So he's going to a place where you can't run the ball unless you're Derrick Henry. So it's gonna be interesting. There's a lot of money to give out for a running back like Pollard,
I
who's
don't rate him in any
how old
way,
is he now?
shape, or form.
28,
I've got no love for Pollard.
27.
I don't think he possesses any unique top draw skill. I think he's just a good second running back.
Yeah. Darius Williams, cornerback from the Jacksonville Jaguars, has gone to the Rams. I think that's a good move for the Rams because Darius Williams is one of the better secondary players that I think of in the league. So, yeah, a bit of a miss there for the Jags. A'shaun Robinson, defensive end for the Giants, has gone to the Panthers as well. So, a lot of moves going on there.
Well, he's gone to the Panthers. The funny thing is, the last time he really performed was in that Rams team, the Rams team that got to him, won the Super
Yeah,
Bowl,
yeah.
and the defensive coordinator for the Rams at that point was Jezauro Evero, who, or sorry, was a
Yeah,
defensive
Joe Everett,
assistant,
yeah.
and Evero was with the Rams when A'shaun Robinson was there. Robinson went to the Giants and it didn't really work out. Evero went to the Broncos and blah 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 blah. Everett basically put it
He's
on
now at
the
the
ground.
Panthers.
He wanted Robinson back in. So Robinson's now going to come in, be a nose tackle and stop the run, which is what he's good at, rather than being a pass rushing
Yeah.
nose tackle or defensive end, defensive tackle. So yeah,
He
good
was
move.
Awesome for that Rams Super Bowl team.
Yes,
Yeah, absolutely.
absolutely. And he's
Stuff
now
the
back with
run.
a coach that helps him. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the big moves, obviously, Derrick Henry has finally left the Tennessee Titans and has gone to the Baltimore Ravens, the number one rushing team in the league. 2 year, $16 million deal. Nine of that's guaranteed at signing. He's 30 years old, which obviously isn't old in normal terms, but as you were saying, Dave, through the season, he's lost half a step, maybe even an entire step, which still makes him 2 steps better than most people. But this is a weird move because I didn't look at the Ravens and go, they definitely need more running backs. Because
I think
Keyshawn,
they do. I
I
think
want
they do.
healthy ones, yeah. But J.K. Dobbins, Keyshawn Nixon was great last year as well before he went down. Gus Edwards.
Yeah, but these are
And
all these are all guys. They're not elite
Yeah.
running backs. When was the last time the Ravens had an elite running back? That,
They always
by
get
the way,
injured.
doesn't play quarterback, because I know you're going to make that joke.
No, I wasn't. Like I said, they always get all the running backs get injured. There's something about it.
But even when they don't get injured, when was the last time they have elite running backs? They haven't had that for a while. So this is the same as the Eagles. Listen, man, if he can stay fit, then swing for the fences and give him a big deal and try and bring
I don't think it was their
success.
biggest need. I think this is more of a kind of
As
we've got to
you,
do something.
yeah, I don't think it's that. I think it's the guy who we really like. We think that we successfully torched us several times last year. Direct snap he took, ran in sort of 70 yards. Unbelievable. It wasn't a touchdown, but got him instantly in the red zone just from a direct snap to the memory. I think you sit there looking at that going, Jesus Christ, I wish we had someone like that. They've gone and got him.
Yeah.
It's just all for the fence. If they can, you mentioned that they were number one in rushing, and yes, they were, but most of that was from Lamar Jackson, not from running backs.
Yeah.
So
But
now they've got a guy
that's because I
who's
got injured.
running.
You know
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
it's not because they still had lots of backs in who were coming in and using. They were talented. Were they
They
getting
were.
heavy? Yeah. But then they still weren't performing. If you take Lamar Jackson's
That
worst
was
rushing yards out of it, or even half them, they're an ordinary rushing team.
most of their attack was rushing. It was just ground and pound.
Yes,
Zay
from Lamar
Flowers was
Jackson.
the one outlet on in the air, but for the most part, it was just running the ball. And they had three or four rushes that, for the most part of the season, were doing pretty well. So I don't know. I think it doesn't really move the needle for me in what they're good at, you know.
I think it does. I think it does
Okay.
massively.
I can't see it myself. Anyone else? Anyone else? We're getting down to the kind of single digit figures now for millions of what people are getting. Austin Eckler gone from the Chargers to the Commanders. 2 years, 8.34 mil.
I think that's a
I don't
big,
know.
big positive.
He was the best player on the Chargers for a couple of seasons, so hopefully he does some good work in Washington.
There was a stat I saw that whoever the new offensive coach is for Washington led the league in receiving yards to running backs. And Austin Eckler, what's his strength? Obviously, receiving yards to
Yeah,
running backs.
yeah.
So I think it's a massive, massive bonus for them. And I'm just happy he's out the AFC West because I'm sick of seeing him run away from my defenders.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Apart from Alex Singletary, obviously.
Anyone else? Anyone else?
Eric Armstead has been officially released, by the way.
Okay, some breaking news.
Eric will go to the Broncos. We've got the money to pay for him, and we need someone in the middle.
Yeah. Cleveland Farrell's also gone from the 49ers to the Commanders.
Hello.
Was he fourth overall or sixth
Doesn't
overall
matter.
for the
He's
Raiders?
rubbish. He's garbage.
Just to wind it to Punk.
Listen, man. It's like I said with Russell Wilson. Sometimes you're just happy to move on from. That's all it is.
Yeah. Jameis Winston's gone to the Browns as well as a backup
Yeah, so
from
he
New
can be the
Orleans.
sixth in the depth chart. The Browns are the only team that needs six quarterbacks in the depth chart. I was
That's
worried that
it.
the Broncos were going to get Winston, to be honest.
I can't think of. There's no other kind of real big moves, I think, so far. I mean, if we're looking at who's left, Ryan Tannehill, Jamal Adams, JC Jackson, Emmanuel Ogba, Justin Simmons is a big one. Another one that you've just had to let go. I wouldn't mind picking him up at safety. Kyle Lawson from the Jets, Laken Tomlinson, guard from the Jets, Romeo Okwara, defensive end for the Lions. Chase Young, again, is a free agent after having his Super Bowl appearance. For the 49ers. Devin White, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he still hasn't signed yet. So he's there. Bobby Wagner, a god among us, is currently a free agent. Cordarrelle Patterson, who pretty much going to do it all player for the Falcons, he hasn't got a contract to the second. Isaiah Simmons, first round pick for the Cardinals. He's just finished a stint with the Giants. No, Jonah Williams, right tackle for the Bengals. We're getting into kind of weak territory
There's
now. Teddy
well, there's
Bridgewater, Calvin Ridley, these are players that should be snapped up pretty quickly. Josh Dobbs.
three things. There's three things I want to discuss with you. Number one, I was talking to a Patriots fan yesterday or today, one of the two,
Yeah.
and he's now convinced that they're not picking a quarterback because they're going to ride with Jacoby Brissett. Now, I think
Right.
they'd be absolutely crazy to, but what's your thoughts?
Well, it's interesting that he's gone back there. I think that sets up for them to get a rookie. Now,
agree.
whether you start that rookie is up to you, but it may be that you shouldn't start unless it's Jaden Daniels. If we assume that Caleb Williams is gone at three, he's the only person that I would consider starting would be Jaden Daniels out of this draft class. Everyone else, you pick him up like a Drake May or something. Maybe you're kind of looking for the next Josh Allen in that division to compete, and so you want to have someone there. You need to sit him for a year. You got Jacoby Brissett. There's no rush there to start your rookie. Take the advice of people like Patrick Mahomes and Jordan Love. You know, it doesn't have to be a CJ Stroud where they come in straight away and hit the ground running. You can allow them to sit and learn, and then blood them in as and when you want to. So
Work for Kenny Pickett.
I don't agree that they're not taking a quarterback at three, basically, is what I'm saying. Bringing in Brissett does not mean you're not taking a quarterback. If anything, it means you should take a quarterback.
Yeah, he's absolutely convinced that they're not though, so
Who's think they're taking then? Is it Marvin Harrison or something? Or is it Joe Alt?
it could be Malik Nabers, it could be anyone. It could be anyone.
Didn't say who he wanted instead then. Okay, cool.
No, I mean, for instance, it could be a trade down scenario where you just take ransom and pick best player on the board. Enough holes in that
It's not
team.
beyond the realms of possibility, but again, it depends who comes up and offers stupid amounts to go at three. Because
Ding,
if
ding,
it is,
ding. Denver's on the board.
if Jaden Daniels is there and they don't like him, then you might as well move down.
I agree.
But
I
yeah,
think if a trade happens, it happens on the night.
because I'm not sure that Daniels is that kind of player for New England. He's not the right
It's a
kind of
different
fit.
era now. It's a different era.
The same guys. It's the same guys, are just the offspring, basically, of Bill Belichick. Jared Mayo played for the Patriots and he
Yeah.
coached under the Patriots. Yeah, so I'm not exactly going to expect him to be massively
You know the
different.
new offensive coordinator is, don't you? Tom Brady. I'm joking, he's not.
Not really.
I'm
How's he
joking,
get that from the booth?
he's not.
Anyway,
Second thing I
what?
wanted to mention, Baker Mayfield. So he's
Yeah.
obviously signed a new deal in Tampa. It's 30, 35 million. So what's your thoughts on the contract? Because if you listen to a lot of NFL media, it's almost a 50-50 split of some people saying, God, they've had the pants down and they've massively overpaid. And other people saying, well, this is the market and I think it's acceptable. He's done well enough. So what's your thoughts?
Well, he was there last year on the privy there, wasn't he? And they
Yeah.
got through to the divisional round of the playoffs. So, pretty sure he proved it, considering they weren't expected to make it. He played well. He played well. He managed to give Mike Evans yet another 1,000-yard receiving season.
I think Mike Evans had something to do with that, not just Baker
A
Mayfield.
little bit, but.
Mike Evans could he could get 1,000 yards no matter what team he's. He could get
Well,
a
he
thousand
has,
yards playing with the Panthers.
but
I'm just happy he's not playing at the Arrowhead next season.
there's a level of effort you get from Baker, which I think is underrated, and he's definitely a team player. He will go out, to his detriment in Cleveland, he put his body on the line, and they shafted him for it. And I think I think Tampa appreciates what he does for them. It's the reason why he went number one in the draft, was his personality. I think it works. I think he, and in this QB market as well, some of the contracts are going out there, and you're paying a number one overall pick. It's pretty decent money, I reckon, what they're getting.
And third thing, I agree, by the way. I think it's a move that they forced themselves to make.
What else are they going to do as well? What, Kyle Trask?
Yeah, it's a true
What are you going
story.
to do?
True story. The only other thing I was going to mention is what you think about the Calvin Ridley free agent signing.
Well, has he signed yet? Because they've obviously now. Is he signed with the Jags?
He has just signed a 4-year, $92 million deal with $50 million fully guaranteed to the Titans of Tennessee.
Has he? Okay. I haven't even seen that, so this is instant reaction.
Yeah. Wow. I'll tell you something,
Ridley.
athletes first,
Yeah, go on.
the agency athletes first. If I ever need to negotiate a contract, I'm getting them to do it for me because my
No, you want
God, they
Cousins'
do well.
agent.
Yeah, they do all right there, I'm telling you. Yeah, 50 million fully guaranteed for a 29-year-old wide receiver on a 4-year deal.
But Titans have got a lot of cap space, right? So they've got money to throw around. They need to bring in wide receivers as well because it's an absolute wasteland on offense.
Do a D-hop.
Yeah, but D Hop's old.
Not that
So
old. I
he's old
mean,
enough.
Calvin Ridley's 29. He's not a spring chicken.
No, but he had a year off, didn't he? So that's one less year of tread
It's
on the
not a good
tires.
thing.
It is for tread on the tires. What I'm trying to say here is that Calvin Ridley is an interesting one because he was very up and down last year. He annoyed me because I drafted him in my fantasy team. I was hoping for big things. Thought he'd become our player of the year. Although he did flatter in some games, he did show off his skills. There were other ones where he put up like 20 yards and just didn't look interested. So I'm kind of not surprised the Jags haven't brought him back at that kind of money because the Titans can obviously afford to do that. Jags couldn't, they only got a couple of million spare. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to move the needle too much in Tennessee. I still think that the Jags have got more to do in the draft to sort out their receivers. It's a bit of a shame. Like I said, I was hoping he'd do more this season, and he just didn't.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I wanted to
That's
talk
it.
about.
Wow, man, we've got through a lot, like all the trades and a lot of the free agency movers as well. Obviously, there are some
One
that we didn't, but.
final word. Well, two final words. Number one, how happy are you with what the Steelers have done? With it, put a grade on it out of 10.
A star.
No, out of
I'm
10.
ecstatic. 10.
10? You're happy with it?
10. Yeah. Omar Khan can do no wrong as far as I can see.
Happy with Russell Wilson. It's a 10 on it.
I'm fine. Yeah. But 1.2, I'm fine. I had Kenny Pickett
Mine for the
and
Broncos
Mason
is with
Rudolph.
to be completed because our the story of ours is finished in the draft. I'm very happy, by the way, with Brandon Jones signing we made at safety, taking him from Miami. I think it's a really, really good signing. And our entire safety is Texas Longhorns, by the way. Every single one of them. We all played together at Longhorns as well, which
But
was bizarre.
you're taking your medicine now, because I mean Justin Simmons, you don't want to lose him, surely.
This is, you always say the cap's not real. Listen, if the cap wasn't real, we wouldn't have to get rid of Justin Simmons. It's that simple.
Exactly.
The
Yeah.
cap is real. We don't want to lose him, but we have to. It's as simple as that. He's one of the cap. He's one of the cap casualties. It's simple. It's still not beyond the realms of possibility. We bring him back because now we've got some cap space. I think that bridge is already burnt, but
Yeah.
maths work. We could bring him back. I don't think we will. I absolutely don't think we will. Next question: who's won free agency so far? And you can't say your own team.
I don't know.
I
I
can give
don't
my
know.
two contenders.
Go on then, because I can't think of one that's completely smashed it.
First contender is Houston. Their pass rush could be absolutely. I think they could be in a position where that pass rush is one for the ages in their division. They're going to get some massive statistics. Will Anderson was a defensive rookie of the year, and they've got the pass rushing leader from last year in most amount of sacks. I think they got the potential to be absolutely phenomenal. They can just keep getting better and better and better. And all they've done is add weapons. That's number one. Number two is Atlanta because they've finally got a quarterback.
Although again, I don't think it's the right move for them, but there we go.
It makes them. Let me ask you this question: are they significantly better now or better placed success now than they were before they signed Kirk Cousins? Yes. I think it's as simple as that. I know you don't love Kirk Cousins, but
He's just one of those guys that he's never done it in the postseason, so what's the point? And like I said earlier, I think this is one just to kind of placate the owner and just give him some wins rather than like constantly just having to deal with crap quarterbacks. I'm just looking
so
for, I
signing a
can't
player that's going to give you wins, is that not the definition of making the right move?
yeah, but there's yeah, but it's which wins that he's giving you. I'm
Any at
looking.
this point in time for the Atlanta, any.
Yeah.
And I wish they changed their jersey so it doesn't just say ATL on the front. That really pisses me off. I don't know why. It just really does. It really irritates me. Spell the damn word, will you?
I can't. I've just been through every team quickly while you were talking, and I can't pick anyone but the Steelers for moves that have moved the needle
You should bleep
forwards.
that out because that's swearing, that is. You
It's
can't
not.
pick your own team.
Like I said, I can't find another team
He's going to the Ravens
that's
then.
really
Here
moved.
we go. Got an official word. We're on the
Papers are
horse's mouth also.
gutted.
We'll
Gutted. There's an empty grave where the Ravens used to stand.
see.
Maybe the Eagles, maybe because of Saquon Barkley and Devontae Parker and Chauncey
What?
Gardner Johnson going back there. I don't
You
know.
can't say that the Ravens are gutted because they've only signed an old running back and then say that the Eagles have won it because they've only signed an old running
Did I
back.
say just? I did not say
Well,
that.
they bought in CJ
Bryce
Gardner-Johnson.
Huff from the Jets.
They bought in CJ. Don't can't put Bryce Huff in there as a reason they've won free agency at the moment.
You
Listen,
said I can't pick
they bought in
Steelers.
CJ Gardner-Johnson, and all he's done there is replace Kevin Byard, who's gone away from them. So all they're doing is out with the old, in with the new. It's not
Wow,
an
in with the
improvement.
old.
In with the old, out with the old, in with the
Yeah.
old. Yeah.
There you go. I gave you an answer, Dave. That's all you wanted.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, that's almost a nonsensical as your first answer,
We
but
need.
that's your own
Thanks,
subject,
man.
guys. So I guess
Thanks.
I'm with it.
We need to get out of here before more trades happen and we don't even know about them. So I need to go and edit this to get it released so everyone can listen to it before we're out of date. So we're going to go and do that. Next, we're back with the AFC West. So tune in for that one as well, guys, on the Autopsy series. But until next week, I've been Jim. That's been Dave. Thank you very much for listening.